More than a quarter of a million people here to get a one-off fuel payment. The money's in addition to the winter fuel payments which come from Westminster and will particularly benefit elderly people and cancer sufferers. Let's get some reaction now from Pat Austin from National Energy Action, who joins me in the Evening Extra studio along with Heather Monteverde from Macmillan Cancer. Evening to you both. Pat Austin, good news?
Excellent news, and we commend OFM, DFM and the ministers for bringing this forward. Organisations like ourselves have been campaigning for this. Two reasons why it's particularly good, because Westminster, there's been an erosion for the winter fuel payments. So for our older people, this is good news. Not for everybody, but for the most vulnerable.
Well, that's an interesting point. Not everybody. What is your understanding of who will qualify and who won't?
Well, it's our understanding that for older people, it will be those who are simply on pension credit. And we understand that there is a finite resource here, but we have a concern because we do know that older people don't pick up benefits. And the benefit of the winter fuel payment was that all our pensioners received that benefit. So there is a concern there. But again, I have to, you know, have to reiterate that it is good news and does go some way to mitigate the cuts.
But to some extent, it's means tested.
It is indeed means tested.
Yeah. And that one of the criticisms of the other benefit, which comes from Westminster, was not a benefit, of course. One of the payment that comes from Westminster is that it's not means tested. So this is a bit more refined in your view?
Indeed it is, yes. It's refined. And another issue with it is that it's also extended, and the eligibility criteria is extended to other key vulnerable areas, not just older people.
Heather Monteverde from Macmillan Cancer. Cancer sufferers have been specifically singled out to receive a payment in this tranche from Stormont. Let's start with the positive. You're happy about that?
We're absolutely delighted, and Macmillan have been campaigning for many years for better financial support for people who find themselves in poverty as a result of cancer diagnosis. So not only are they coping with a life-threatening illness, many of them are struggling to keep a roof over their heads and to heat their homes.
Can you just explain, for the benefit of people who maybe haven't thought this through entirely, why a winter fuel payment is particularly important for cancer sufferers?
Well, what we know is that many forms of treatment for cancer are over very prolonged periods of time, usually months and not uncommonly years, and most people who are receiving fairly intensive chemotherapy or radiotherapy will be unable to work, so find themselves with a very significantly reduced income at a time when they're at home. They're having to pay their travel costs to and from hospital for treatment, and they're also cold. Quite often they will lose their hair, they will be inactive, and they'll be at home all day. So unlike most of the folks who are listening this evening, who put the heat on in the morning for a few hours and the heat on in the evening, these folks need their heat on all day, every day, to help them cope with their treatment and their illness.
But